Don't push him in.
Three seashells.
Three seashells.
Welcome to the episode of It Is the Demo. The whole time it was.
That's some M. Night Shyamalan type shit I just pulled on you.
High Mystery.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. You got it right.
To another episode of High Mystery.
High Mystery.
Yes. The mystery is, I don't know.
That's your name's work.
And this is the podcast where we get super stoned. Yeah, yeah. Which we have already started.
Yes.
Please join us.
Join us.
Yes.
I'm Tristan.
Colin.
Robert.
Holly.
Sultry.
Are we listening to smooth jazz today?
Taking you on your midnight commute.
On that note, we're going to get this joint started with a nice little butt that... Yeah, I roll.
A boobala boo.
A juicy hemp wrap.
Ooh.
Because I got a free wrap at the 420s, and so I saved the money on purchasing another wrap, and I used the free one that they gave me.
Right.
And it was hemp.
Hemp.
There it is.
And it's juicy.
Yeah, for those that don't know, this is just, what, April 22nd? We're like 2 days.
23rd.
Yeah, we're 3 days fresh off of 420. Oh, yeah, spark it, please.
Yeah, my weed and my blunt is a melange of like free pre-rolls.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So I couldn't even tell you what's in there. It's just a bunch of mixed, like, I don't know, pre-rolls from dispensaries who gave them to me for just coming in. Yay, 420.
Solid use of the word melange.
Melange. Twas a melange of marijuana.
We had a pretty good 420. We went to hit up like 5 dispensaries.
Yeah.
And it was a little different this year than previous, but good.
Laws have changed. It used to be that they could give out incentives, like without worrying about it. But now, under legal marijuana, where it's legal throughout the state, they can't give anything away.
Oh.
It wasn't as much of an extravaganza as I remember it being in past years.
So
not
I was,
quite the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah,
yeah, not quite.
I was going to promo some dispensaries who did give goodie bags, but now I know I'd be outing them.
Oh, I mean,
do that.
That's a good point.
So, but, you know... Urban Trees.
I mean, whatever.
I didn't say that they gave anything away. They were cool. Great place to be.
Yeah,
Urban
Trees is a really nice dispensary. We're going to rep them. Why aren't we going to rep them?
Yeah, no,
rep.
I just won't say
yeah.
they gave me anything.
Okay. Urban Trees is a really great vibe, really
yes.
cool dispensary, really nice inside.
That was my first time going in there, and yeah, I definitely will make it a trip next year.
Also, Bonafide Collective in Burbank has been one of our favorites for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really nice shop, and they always have really high-end weed in the store. They have a private reserve shelf and a connoisseur shelf.
Yeah. And they always have munchies on full display, free for anyone to come.
Ooh,
whenever you, on 420.
Bar. On 420,
yeah. always on 420 every
yeah.
time we've gone.
You get drinks, you get snacks. Yeah. You know, it's nice to just grab something while you're in there as well.
Yeah.
I personally partook of the Funyuns.
Yes.
Yes, and a sun-kissed...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
you
yes.
had to get the sun-kissed. I got the sun-kissed.
It truly was sun-kissed. Yes, yes, yes. Quadrol indeed. And then Noho's Finest hooked me up. Rob
yeah.
didn't join me on that trip, but Noho's Finest.
I go there every week.
They hooked
the
me
staple.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had. They always have a really good time. They have free tacos.
Sweet. They always have good food, unfortunately.
It's
Colin
true.
Doesn't care too much about the food on the excursions.
I mean, it's
I
nice to get free food.
I remember every food that I had at a dispensary. I don't remember what Rob, I get at the dispensary.
Rob actually remembers every food he's ever eaten.
Yes. Let me take you on a journey. A lot of it's going to be bought at 7-Eleven.
I get excited about the free joints or the free eighth or spinning the wheel.
Yeah, I don't remember that stuff as much as the food.
Yeah.
You lie. You use a coffee mug that you got from 420s from years past.
Yes, I do remember that. I'll always be drinking coffee out of that.
But yeah, it's always a good 420. Whenever I think of like it not being a great 420, I'm like, oh, I'm only sad because I didn't get handed a free eighth. Yeah. Why do I think I deserve a free eighth just handed to me?
Because it's 420.
I know, because of the precedent that they've set in the past. But I think
you're
it's
still getting free stuff.
Exactly.
You know, like,
or severely discounted. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. Come on, guys. These dispensaries are making hand over fist.
Well, they give away 51%, right?
Well, isn't it part of it that they just can't do it now, though, too, because they're being regulated? Before they were able to, and now you
people,
didn't. Isn't that what you just said, that they put regulations
found
on it?
Some ways around it, and I just feel like even more so if I'm going to have to pay, like, the extra little whatever for the gift bag, it should be an extra nice gift bag as opposed to, like, a small T-shirt that doesn't fit me and has nothing to do with the cannabis industry.
Oh my god,
anything in general.
What, they just give you a plain white T-shirt?
Yeah, like they had extra. It wasn't plain
like
white.
Like a Hanes package of four.
An Acme
shirt.
Like
I got a small Acme shirt that won't fit me even if I dieted for a year.
You'll find that we don't mention the names of this dispensary.
Yes. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
No representation for you.
No.
You won't be on the podcast this week. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I know we don't. We try not to do that here. The weed I got for them was still lovely. I still enjoyed this.
Well, we didn't mention any names.
No, yeah.
You know, if we're, you know, you ain't got something nice to say, you don't say any names.
He who must not be named is a real jank.
That's right.
So I guess mystery time?
Mystery time. All right.
Is that what we do here?
Oh, my God.
Shall we divulge the mysteries?
Please do.
Yes.
So, many, many a time we have mentioned ley lines.
Yes. Mm.
And I feel like we've always kind of just brushed by them in passing without really giving it much second thought. So I figured this that I have is just an introduction into the world of ley lines.
It's ley line talk.
Yeah.
It's finally ley line time. Breezed across it in the last episode.
Feeling good and hungry, ley line time.
So some people would classify it as the electromagnetic field of the Earth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've always known it to be. I didn't know that there was any debate on that.
Oh,
I just...
maybe debate.
I mean, I guess there is. You wouldn't have brought it at whole mystery.
So many debaters.
I just realized that little song that I sang earlier, like, none of you understand what that's in reference to. Because it's a song for Skyline Chili, which is only in the Cincinnati area. They sing, feeling good and hungry, Skyline time. And that's Skyline Chili, you know, like time to go
shout
get
out
some Skyline
Chili.
Yeah.
Skyline Chili, if you could throw your product our way.
Send us some chili.
Eats a lot of it.
We actually, I know we're not supposed to talk shit, but Dixie Chili.
Oh,
if you,
oh,
if you could send
right.
us
yeah.
Dixie Chili. That's the end-all, be-all.
Mm.
Dan's from Newport, gotta rep Dixie Chili.
Yeah, but Dixie don't have that that great tune.
It's true, they don't have a jingle.
Yeah, well, I'm not eating foods without their own song.
I like to sing it as I eat it.
All right, don't worry, Dixie. We're going to write you one right now.
I want one now.
When you want the best, you gotta have Dixie. You want the best, you gotta have Dixie. Dixie Chili, it's the best.
I like that this little girl over the Dixie is going to pick, like, I don't know, over the, like, rock band. What genre is that?
I don't know. Colin Turner. That's the genre.
The genre that makes you want to eat some chili.
Yeah. Hey, I'm ready to have some Dixie. I don't know about y'all. I got cans in the other room.
He's heat up
some spaghetti.
Make that chili cheese dip, y'all.
You just hear me clacking pots and pans around. Anyway, I just had to share that really funny non-reference with you all so you'd know what I was doing.
Our Cincinnati listenership is going nuts right now.
They are losing their
minds. And then a giant sigh because he said that Dixieland was better. Dixie Chan.
It's a common thing, you know. Everybody has their favorite. It's either Dixie, Skyline, or Gold Star.
Yeah.
Usually.
Raiders versus the 49ers, you know, I gotcha.
Yeah, except there's a lot less people involved in this one. This is just, it's just basically 20 people arguing about chili. Anyway, we'll have to put a little tag about chili on this episode now because I've talked about it so damn much. Okay, ley lines.
Yes, or the planetary grid energy matrix. It contains and envelops and maintains the entire Earth.
Okay.
Scientifically, people think that it's the straight fault lines of the tectonic plates.
Okay.
But,
which, you know, you can't really see with the naked eye.
But we know where they are.
Yeah, we know where they are.
Yeah, right? And they do coincide with these ley lines.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
what I thought.
Okay, so what's the difference then? It's the same thing, just a different way of looking at it?
Right. So, like, that's kind of, like, the what's beneath creating the ley lines. The ley lines are an invisible thing. It's kind of like thinking of latitude and longitude, how they're, like, it's an invisible checkerboard around the Earth.
Sure.
This is the same thing, but if those lines were energy lines that extend from the core of the Earth out into space.
Yeah, like rings. Like, it looks like there's rings.
Yeah.
If you could see it, you...
Right.
Yeah.
If you could see light energy, it would be like walls of light energy shooting up.
Got
it. Yeah.
Got it. It's like a Spider-Man's web all around the Earth. It's like one of those things that you put your hats in the dryer with, like the cage that closes on the top and the bottom of your hat to keep it in shape while it dries in the dryer.
Yeah, and if
it's
that,
like,
was made with energy.
It's like when you made those little baskets to keep your egg safe when you dropped it 20 feet
in
science class.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. Ley lines.
Sorry,
Let's do it.
I'm still unclear. I can't quite picture it.
Hold on. I've got a whiteboard somewhere.
So a lot of cultures have words to describe the straight, often geometric alignment that ran across ancient landscapes, connecting both natural and sacred prehistoric structures together.
So, like, pyramids and stuff?
Right, pyramids.
Okay.
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, right. Like, if you could see it from, I guess now, satellite, which obviously they couldn't do when it was built, they would be, like, connected on a singular path.
Gotcha.
And, like, a lot of these monoliths and monuments line up on these paths, which I actually have like a list that I can get into that will happen later.
Oh, man, he is hinting hard.
I think there's going to be a list. Did you hear?
How many items? 10? I hope it's 10.
No, I love 10.
Where are y'all rushing off to? There's going to be a list.
It's a long setup, but there'll be one. So they're usually described as spirit or dream or energy paths.
Okay.
So, for example, the Germans called it Heiliglinien, which means holy lines.
I guess the Heiliglinien.
Yeah. The Irish have fairy paths. The Chinese have dragon lines. The Peruvians have spirit lines. The Australian Aboriginals have song paths.
Song paths. That's my favorite
one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good work, Aboriginals. Oh, nice.
Ley lines.
Sounds like a very pretentious album title. Song paths.
Sounds like an Enya album.
Yeah. I don't really think of my music as songs. It's more like a pathway for you to walk down or run.
This is how I sound all the time.
So it's currently called Ley Lines, and that term was coined by Alfred Watkins.
Alfred Watkins.
Yes, in the 1920s.
Oh.
Alfred Watkins.
The roaring 20s.
Yes.
The jazz age.
Yes. And
we take you back to...
It's the jazz age.
Yeah.
Back in jazz land.
Yeah. You know, he has all this free time on his hand listening to jazz and whatnot.
Yeah.
So he considers himself an amateur, self-taught archaeologist and antiqueologist.
Oh, me too.
I suppose you could literally say that about anything. Show up into a surgery room. Don't worry, I'm a self-taught surgeon.
I'm an amateur self-taught.
Sure, I can jump in there. Give me the oxygen. What? You don't get the oxygen for the little patients.
Give us both the oxygen.
We're gonna need it. I'm an amateur. So he's an amateur self-taught, and what was the?
Archaeologist. An antiquarian.
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 I am the antiquarian. Travel worldwide. I am the antiquarian. I will price your goods. So in the 1920s, he's looking at stuff from the 1870s, right? Because it's got to be 50 years old to be an antique.
Sure.
It's got to be 20 years old to be a classic car.
Huh?
20? That's it?
It has to be at least 20 years old in order to be a classic car.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, back to this here mystery.
Ley lines.
Yeah. The word lay means clearing, in which he, basically the paths he spotted were physically clear paths that could be seen from a certain height.
Okay.
So that's where, for him, like, he would, like, stand up on... Like, for example, this isn't a real thing, but, like, say he stands on top of a pyramid
sure.
and somehow can, like...
Eagle-eye down.
Eagle-eye
the
down,
earth.
Yeah. Oh, there's another little guy, and
like
so
the,
forth.
The sun is rising at just the right point, and he holds up the Ankh of Anubis, and
exactly.
it light shines through it perfectly. It bounces off the mirrors. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
He also taught history on the side.
Okay. This guy does a lot. He's got a lot of
sweet
he's got a lot going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
loves
yeah.
Loves snakes.
Fools Nazis that every given chance he gets.
But did he have love in his life, Tristan?
That's the one thing he always saw. So yeah, these points along the ley line he would call ley markers. And so that's like, yeah, natural or man-made.
Whoa.
No. Excuse me.
Yeah, my goodness.
Lay down.
Aww.
Lay down. Lou.
Be chill, man.
I'm surprised he woke up for that one mailman.
Yep. That's all it took.
Yeah.
Lou defending the world from mailmen. I knew he was going to do it.
So he basically concluded that they're just like old trade routes. You know, like it's like, you know... They would make it as easily accessible to get from, like, one monolith to the next because the monolith usually was in, like, a societal region where trade happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then over time, like, that other things were built in between and distances happened. And
do they line up? Do they line up in any significant way? You know what I mean? Like, is the Silk Road also one of these energy lines?
I don't know about the Silk Road.
I just wonder if he was right in his hypothesis.
It could be. I mean, I'm sure, like we were saying, even if it wasn't initially that, like it is a spiritual energy path, it is also a straight line from like one Mecca to the next.
Gotcha.
Sure. But I mean, how far is like the farthest one? Like, is he like... 5,000 miles away, there's pyramids of Egypt, and then, Or is it, are they just, you know, a couple hundred miles away? I mean,
the idea is that, like, they're continual
yeah.
things that go on forever, but the markers are, like,
every 500?
There's no exact
yeah.
distance. Like, they're all different distances. Like, some of the bigger monoliths may be even further away. And, like, it's not until they really, like, put all of the findings together. Like, this is still back in the 1920s where he was just like, yeah, like, look, they
looking
line up.
Close enough,
yeah.
yeah. Like, seems straight enough of a path.
But then later in history, people with the new technologies started lining up even more paths and found that there was, like, yeah, this overlaying geometric grid where all of these things line up on. They're either on the line or intersecting points of the lines.
Mm. Does it make a picture?
I mean, it makes like a grid, like a geometrical grid. Like
yeah.
It's like when you see fishermen pulling in a bunch of fish and they have the net on the outside of the fish. You see how that net is surrounding the fish? That's these ley lines around the earth. It's just like, think when you had a laundry basket, one of those see-through ones in college, you know, the cheap ones, and you put all your laundry in. That's the earth, laundry basket. The grid.
Oh, so like a basketball.
Have you ever seen like a booty
exactly.
in those fishnet tights? How the fishnet just
oh,
holds the
yep,
booty
yep.
in.
Yep.
If you were to take the two halves
Christmas
of the booty and put them together to form
a double booty
of some sort.
If you've ever been to Universal Studios, then they have that water fountain outside.
Well, I'm completely lost now. I can't picture this at all. Why would you bring up Universal Studios? On that note, I will be sparking another blunt noise. Fire.
Yes. So, he concluded that these were trade routes from the Neolithic era, and that then bigger structures were then built as...
time went on.
Right. And then when he kind of pointed out that this thing was a thing, like that they all kind of lined up, and everyone started looking and putting the pieces together and kind of like seeing how, even on a grander scale, like a global scale, it was a thing... then it led others to make connections and theories of their own.
Oh, you look at that? This thing's a thing.
Hey, have you heard? It could be something like this.
Maybe this thing is a thing. Guys, this thing's a thing!
You say it's a thing, it's a thing over there?
Everybody come together, it's a thing! So one theory is that these are landing zones for aliens.
Oh.
And that, you know, or ancient aliens, I should say, because
yeah.
this is like back in the Neolithic area, and that these lines are like super highways that are easily traveled by spaceship because of, maybe even because of their energy signatures.
Mm-hmm.
They're providing an updraft of some sort of something, again,
right.
that we cannot measure.
Exactly.
Where are
or
we?
They're shooting... you know, energy which they're using to power theirs, you know, like instead of using their battery reserves, they're just like sucking it up, using it, you know,
coasting.
Because I picture like the cars on those tracks. You ever do the rally car track race thing where you just press a single button to make it go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like latched onto the track.
And there's like zoom.
Yeah.
It's like a current.
Yeah, I picture it like
the,
that.
Yeah.
It's like the magnetic trains that don't actually sit on the rail. They're just like floating above it.
Yeah.
Shoot super fast with no friction.
So that's one theory, is that it's the super highway for spacecraft to travel the Earth.
Yeah.
And these things are just not necessarily landing spots, just maybe spots to show the aliens that come to our town. We're hooked up with pyramids over here and...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of alien traffic in this area. We should put up a gas station.
Right?
That gas station was the pyramids. It's exactly what it was. It works just like a highway,
yeah.
you know. You need a stop off for a gas station, and eventually those people need a place to live in order to run the gas station. They get a little house. and another little house, and then a school.
And then, therefore, this is a great place for at least 4 to 7 Starbucks.
Oh.
This is the story of a town.
So it's like a circular checkers board. I got you now.
The beat of silence that lets you know nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
We finally
about.
Got it.
But the grid isn't like a checkers board. It's more calm. Have you ever seen like the seed of life pattern or the flower of life pattern? Where it's like the circles among circles among circles.
The seed
I'm
of life.
The only one.
The seed of life. No, I've never seen the seed of
no,
life.
What are you talking about?
If you ever look up like sacred geometry, it's like a circle upon circles upon circles, and it makes like a flower looking thing. And that's more it's,
fractals.
It's oh man,
the mandala. Is that what it is called?
No, it's
like
part
green
of like golden
flower.
Ratio and
yeah.
You know the forms that nature makes and blah, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you talking about the series of squares?
It's Romanesco. It's broccoli Romanesco.
That does follow the structure.
Yeah. This is what you're talking about, right?
No. What? Look up, just look up seed of life.
You know what I was thinking.
Okay. Sacred geometry.
Seed of life.
It's not what you're picturing where it's just like hard
the,
square lines or whatever. Yeah, no, that's...
No, the spiral.
I don't understand if he's doing a bit at this point. Do you not understand what it is, what it looks like?
This is what
yes.
Is that what
okay.
you are all
doesn't
picturing?
No,
okay.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 But like that as a net wrapped around the
so
earth.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
a series. Okay, I
but
see what you're saying.
Is
so,
it not more like un... It's not... It's just irregular.
It's not
irregular. Like, it's not... It's exactly
it has
perfect.
A form, yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Wow.
That'll be on the Instagram, hopefully.
Yeah, I have... I guess I could just show you guys. So another alien theory is that
okay.
they use these intersecting ley line points to create portals. And that's where the aliens would, like, teleport down to, like, give knowledge to the ancient peoples or whatever. That was, like, their meeting point because that's, like, where mass amount of energy is... intersecting at one point.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. They overlap there. It's going to be twice the amount of energy as the rest of the places.
That's where
sure.
the Integratron is supposedly built.
The Integratron?
The Integratron. The thing in Joshua Tree, the dome.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Integratron?
I don't know.
Integratron.
That's the one where you go in and like experience the sound levels at perfect whatever resonance and everything.
You are talking about a sound bath, of course.
Yes.
From the crystal bowls.
But they do that there, right? It's supposed to be the perfect place for it. Joshua Tree. The Santa Trex.
Okay.
Are you with me, Holly?
So another like more, I guess, esoteric way of looking at it is that the earth is a living thing, you know, so that almost like the earth equates to a heart and the ley lines equal the veins and the electricity or the energy is the blood and these monoliths are like the
organs
or the pumps, the valves,
arteries,
moving the blood,
the aortas.
Okay.
And along that line, the lines of energy that coil around the Earth are very similar to, like, the double helix DNA strand looking in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Frito twist.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were all thinking it.
It's always going to come back to 7-Eleven.
Let me take you on a journey.
Gentlemen, ladies of science, we have a classic Frito twist effect.
It's similar to the taquito effect.
You thank your lucky stars we're not dealing with the taquito effect.
So at these intersections, it's a high point of energy or electrical charge And so it's said to be able to take information or energy from these higher vibration points and carry them around the world.
Oh.
So like by meditating under there, if like by mass meditation and all having one goal in mind, that you could then like transform the material world with, you know, the manifestation, because it can send the, you know, mass amount of energy that everyone together is putting in. Like, that's why mosques are built at these points.
That's why that whatever dome you were talking about, Joshua Tree, was built, because that's where they do all their meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a giant meditation dome.
And that, and, you know, prayer, anytime it's a temple or something, it's everyone's there, you know, let us all pray for so-and-so. It's like,
yep,
we're all thinking the same thought at the same time. It's a powerful thing.
It's also thought that these intersecting points create, like, a powerful hotspot for paranormal activity. So, like, maybe this forest is on a ley line, and so that's why...
Speaking, of course, of our previous episode, the Pocani Forest.
Right? Come on, guys.
Wow.
You don't know when I mean this forest.
We'll always be referring to the Pocani.
You're one of those motherfuckers who listens to podcasts backwards. This is not for you.
Ollie's coming for you. Watch out.
Easy. Start from the beginning.
Watch out.
All stories should start from the beginning.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I'm putting my soapbox away.
Some interesting other facts are that Nikola Tesla was also aware of, like, the ley lines, and, you know, it's another... mystery would be on Nikola Tesla, because it said that he received a lot of his knowledge from aliens, and along with the alien, ancient aliens theory, is when the cultures refer to, like, the things I was talking about, like the dragon trail, or, you know, the spirit path or whatever, that information is always given down by the sky people.
Mm. Also, in Tekratron, it was given to the builder, his name I don't remember, but he was visited by Venusians, as in beings that live on the planet Venus.
Yep.
Nothing's living there. what's living on Venus? Yeah, and they told him to build this structure here and gave him the blueprints for it, and he built it there.
That's
if you haven't been, it is a special place. And the sound bath is, it's, you get to hear with your ears. I'm sorry, hear with your ears.
That's
like, crazy
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Hear with your feet. That's
oh,
what it
okay.
feels like.
Huh.
Yeah, when I saw Childish Gambino there, he talked about how he wrote his newest album, whatever it's called.
Is it
America?
You don't know?
I'm like five blunts down. No, Awaken My Love. When he wrote that album, it was all done out at Joshua Tree, and he had, like, displays of, like, aliens and man going, you know, through periods of the Earth and all that kind of stuff. I guess that's what he saw when he was out there, and he wanted to give that experience of him being in Joshua Tree to the audience, and that's why he
that's
had this
cool.
show or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe aliens... do frequent the Joshua Tree region or something.
According to Childish Gambino, they do.
I mean, and according to Tristan and Holly right now.
Yeah. And Nikola Tesla. Because he built his famous tower on one of the ley lines in New York. And then here's a list for you.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
10? 10? Is it 10?
They're going to do a list.
Can you make up a couple if it's not quite 10?
We'll see.
They're going
so,
to do a list.
Father, I'm too sick to attend the list. Get out of bed, child. It's time for the list.
That's Rob's favorite part.
I'll carry you if I must.
And also let me know, is this in descending order? Is this
a 10 to 1? Is this
a
1 to 10?
Is he going
to
get counted down too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
are we
going
to get
to
number 1, or are we starting off with a bang?
We're
starting with the heavy hitters and ending with something.
More fringe.
Us.
Yeah. I see.
Okay, all right. Heavy hitters
first.
Yeah.
The Pyramids of Giza.
Yes.
Stonehenge.
Got it.
Notre Dame.
Oh.
Solomon's Temple. Parthenon. The Oracle of Delphi. René Le Chateau, Thiegert, the Vatican, DC Capitol, the Mecca, Aztec Pyramids, the Bermuda Triangle, Coral Castle.
Wow.
Whoa.
What?
I asked Chris and he was like, oh, I'll get to that. And then he never got to that. We are not the only ones who know about this. And obviously the people in power, you know, the secret societies, the New World Orders, the Illuminatis, you know, the lizard people.
Not of Los Angeles, just lizard people in general.
Right. No, they're chilling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're doing their own.
Yeah, they're living their life.
They're living their truth.
But the ones who are manipulating the upper realm up here, I'm talking to you guys.
What are you telling them?
Go on.
Yeah. We're
this
waiting.
This is your soapbox here.
Yeah.
Nobody's telling you to step
Everyone
up.
Came for the list. Go
the list
on.
Is over. The list is done. Go home.
You're losing your audience.
Wait, come back.
He was just stunned that he actually had all of our attention and we were distracting the story by talking about God knows what.
I don't want to go back. He yelled at me.
Child, listen.
He keeps yelling at me.
Listen.
I guess we'll listen. He's so desperate.
I'm not crazy. I swear the lizard people.
All right. What do you have to say? We've come back.
So they know these ley lines, and they know of the power that they hold and the fact that they can transmute their will with these ley lines. So either they're stopping people from using it, and they're just using it for their own, you know, keeping us down and stupid and dumb in this third dimensional realm. We have the capacity to go so much further.
Like, is the Pentagon, or, like, did the list...
DC Capitol.
DC Capitol.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pentagon was as well.
How wide are they supposedly?
They gotta be pretty wide.
Yeah. Why is there so much crime in DC?
How wide is the line, the width of the lines?
That I don't know. I would imagine it could be massive. Because it's like scientifically you're talking about it coming from the fractures and, you know, of the earth or whatever. And it's that like magnetic charge or kinetic charge or molten charge, whatever it is, that energy spill. So however big.
How does one measure this?
Right? I don't know.
With the fairy energy stick. We talked about it earlier. If you see it vibrate, you know it's working. You know you're on an energy line. I will say that in a lot of the nature documentaries, when they're talking about migration patterns for like great white sharks or manta rays or animals like that, they do note the fact that those animals have the ability to detect magnetic and like energy signatures, I guess, in the water, like their electrical sign or whatever. And that's how they think that they navigate large portions of the ocean, and also how they detect prey.
I was going to say, we know for a fact that's how they detect prey, so it's not a far leap to assume that they're also using that ability to
navigate.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. So that's a little bit of evidence that helps your ley lines theory.
You just proved it 100% correct, Colin.
It's been proven 100% correct because, like, that list was a beautiful list, by the way.
Yeah.
It was superb. One of the best lists I've heard in a while, I have to say.
I
Top 10
better.
Lists.
Now, that guy who used to give lists about cows, that was a list.
That's just evidence.
Yeah.
All of those places. Why would they be like that?
I also wonder how many like significant places aren't on that list. Like, why wouldn't the Taj Mahal be on that list?
I mean, it may have been. This was just like, you know, I didn't research every...
Well, shame on you, Tristan.
How dare you?
Shame on you.
I mean,
Well, like
you
the Taj
do
Mahal
the research.
No, take your phone away. Study time is over.
You just tell some jokes real quick.
This is the one time we don't have a sidebar.
What's the deal with honey mustard sauce?
How come it never tastes the same no matter where you go? Hi, I'm Joe Piscopo.
What happened?
Oh, man.
All I did was put a setup out there, and Rob ran away with it. It's the craziest comedy show I've ever been to.
I will say this. The picture that I'm going to put on Insta is going to show you a multitude of,
good
of
use of the
points,
word.
Points and proof in which you will see what I'm talking about. There's more than like the 10 that I gave in my little list.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I totally believe that's a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm on Team Leyline. I've been on Team Leyline for a while.
I'm on Team Songline.
Okay. I mean, that's the same thing, so tomato, potato.
I also
those are two different things.
Oh, that's right.
I'm also kind of confused by it because when you show the grid as the energy grid, it doesn't seem to me like what I would expect to see when I'm looking at the seismic grid, if you will, that shows our tectonic plates of the Earth.
I would be curious to see like a map with like all the outline tectonics underlaid with the map of like the believed ley lines.
Yeah, because when I see like a tectonic plate for like where California sits on it, it is not this nice circular even line at all. It's rigid and weird. It's like looking at a mountain range or something.
That's why
you're also looking at it very close up when you're looking at the ridges. From far away,
sure.
They all kind of blends together into one giant
line.
You know, like if I took a piece of paper and I scribbled on it and
put
it in your face and I was like, what's this? You'd be like, a scribbly line. And then I held it 20 feet away from you. I was like, what is this? And you'd be like, that's a line.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying, but the thing that you showed is like
beautiful,
geometric, curvy, perfect shape.
Yeah.
Where I was imagining that I was always thinking that they were, you know, because they look. Are you looking at a tectonic plate map?
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's like a grid.
Yeah. That's not like, you know, the ley lines map. But yeah, but, you know, they're all connected and straight as a line, but it's still like curvy. Like they're. They're shapes. They're kind of the shapes of the continents.
Huh.
Because, like, that's where they disconnect. That's where the plates are moving against each other, grinding against.
Anyway,
and it is not
a big mountain or something like that, too. And that's where they push together.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So that would be...
One plate jumped on top of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's very uneven. Let's see.
Okay. Here we go. Tectonic plate. I got a picture.
Welcome back to another episode of...
Joe Piscopo Hour.
Yeah. That's very uneven. How is that matching up with the...
Okay. We're looking at a tectonic plates map?
Yeah.
So
you see how it's not, like... I don't know how to explain that, man.
Even though it's not the same grid, that grid still envelops the other grid or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still, like, the lines become common, which I guess you could literally just, like, I don't know, it's almost like dragging something out or collapsing it down on a computer, you know? You could make those lines as wide or as narrow as you wanted.
Okay, well, here's an example. So there's, like, a fault right here that runs across California or whatever, like, right on the coast, right?
Yeah.
So then if I take you to that other picture that I had... And I zoom in right here. There is one that comes, like, right across.
Yeah, the shapes just don't match up. One's wiggly and the other one's geometric and flat. That's what I'm saying. It just doesn't feel natural, the energy grid.
But it's like jazz.
It's like one guy goes, beat-up-a-dee-dup, and the other guy goes, beat-up-a-dee-dup. It works, but if one guy goes beat up a deed up and the other guy goes womp,
yeah.
Doesn't work.
I mean, teach their own.
You ain't never heard Coltrane.
I mean, that was just one theory of where the ley lines could come from. Like, obviously,
sure.
It could just be something else. Like, that's just a natural thing that occurs, because it's also a natural thing that occurs amongst plants, amongst, you know, it's just a natural energy wave signature that Earth has.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're number one.
Go Earth. You're the best around. Nothing gonna ever keep you down.
Except for humans.
We did it, guys. We already destroyed it. It's over.
No.
Nothing we can do.
That's not true.
It's not true. It can it bounces back.
We've passed the tipping point.
I mean, we may not be able to see it, but when we all die, the Earth will come back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll kill ourselves. That Earth's going to go on living.
And then it'll be eaten by the sun.
Oh. He's a hungry son.
Unless we can figure out a way to, like, propel Earth. Just, like...
straight into the
space.
Sun, yeah.
Moving
sure,
it away
sure.
from
yep.
the sun as it expands and gets bigger, we just keep getting to that Goldilocks
area.
We'll
just build a giant rocket to one side of the planet.
Everybody, come to this side of Earth. Come on. Come on. Get away from the rocket. Come on, kids. Get away. You get away from that rocket. You get away from that rocket.
That's the savior of humanity.
I mean, I feel like the best plan would just be leave, probably. Our technology could just take us further away as the Earth as the sun expanded.
We've lived on International Space Station for however long. We could easily make it if we all just work together, build a spaceship that houses all of us, guys.
Sure, we'll find a way. Go, humanity. Well, what do you think? Do you think ley lines are a real thing?
Do you have hope in humanity to come together to build a massive ship for us to get off
Do you think the fairies will save us?
Do you describe the grid as a waffle cone surrounding ice cream, or do you describe it as a basketball net with a basketball inside?
Maybe like taking two lacrosse nets and placing them one against the other to form a dome-ish shape.
A cocoon, if you will.
Yeah.
A lacrosse ball. Because I don't know what they call the ball in lacrosse.
The quaffle. It's definitely the quaffle.
It's definitely, you got it.
Yeah.
Golden snitch, maybe. That's the second name for it. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, the things. You know how to do it. I don't. You guys do.
Anywhere good podcasts are found, you'll find us.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys listening in.
If you want to do a partnership, highmysterypodcast@gmail.com.
It's fun. We had fun last time.
Yes.
Right?
Euphoric Dreams. Shout out again. See, you come on the show, we shout out your company and you a whole bunch. For High Mystery.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert. Sorry.
And I'm Colin. And Rob wasn't ready for that.
Bye.